brings us to 10 minutes past 8 on a Tuesday. 10 minutes past 8 on a Tuesday, we talk to the Heart and Stroke Foundation. Corrie is on the line to talk to us about our topic today. And today we're talking about the current use of tobacco in South Africa. And Corrie Erasmus, one of the registered dietitians at the Heart and Stroke Foundation. Good morning. Welcome to the show this morning, Corrie.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
It's an absolute pleasure. And Corrie, getting straight into it today, what is the current state of tobacco use in South Africa?
Yeah, so World No Tobacco Day is actually coming up. And it's a day dedicated to raise awareness about tobacco use, especially among the youth. So according to a recent national survey, tobacco smoking has reached a high of about 14.9 million people. And of course, we know that this is due to the new or not necessarily new anymore, but novel products like e-cigarettes, vapes, tobacco products among youth, among young people 16 to 34, that has risen by 13.5% or 2.6 million young people. So that is really what this day is all about.
And Corrie, how is the tobacco industry targeting the youth of South Africa?
Yeah, so the tobacco industry is using very calculated strategies. We know flavored products, sleek, concealable designs, marketing campaigns that resonate with young audiences. So there's all of these types of things. Of course, they're also using social media and influencers to glamorize these products. And that's what makes it so attractive to the youth.
And what are the risks associated with e-cigarettes, especially amongst the youth?
Yeah, so what a lot of people don't realize is that vape products or e-cigarettes are often seen as less harmless than traditional cigarettes. And that's not the case. It still contains nicotine, which is a highly addictive substance, cancer-causing chemicals as well. They are heavy metals like nickel, tin, and lead, and tiny particles that can be inhaled deep into the lungs, especially when you're young and your body is still developing and still growing. Mm. It can be very harmful for young lungs to have to deal with these substances, flavorings, and it can be linked to serious lung disease. And then, yeah, especially for young people, we know that nicotine can disrupt normal brain development, and it can also lead to addiction patterns, not just when it comes to smoking, but in general. We see that youth who vape are 7 times more likely to become smokers, and youth vaping and cigarette use are also associated with mental health symptoms like depression. So those are all things to look out for. Of course, we've also seen that the batteries in these vapes can sometimes explode, causing burns, scarring, and so on. So there's been quite a few cases of that as well, where children have ended up in the hospital because of exploded batteries. So definitely that. And then, of course, as we get older, it increases our risk for heart disease and strokes, which is also something not to be forgotten.
And, of course, that's where the Heart and Stroke Foundation gets involved. But what are the different ways of smoking tobacco? You know, we've spoken about vapes. That's sort of the modern way of using nicotine, should I say, but different ways of actually smoking tobacco.
Yeah, so of course we have your traditional cigarettes. Another one among the youth, of course, is also hubbly, hookah or so. And it gives as much nicotine as tin cigarettes, which is quite a lot. And it increases your risk for different infection because people often share those pipes. You can get through saliva, you can increase your risk for different infections. Of course, also the older generation smokes through traditional pipes, which have been linked to oral cancer as well.
And what are these products, you know, in particular?
Yeah, so it's important to know that most of the time nicotine is present in all of these tobacco products. Even, you know, when it says it has less nicotine, or that's a common marketing strategy. And then other than that, there are lots of dangerous chemicals in these products. So we have heavy metals, we have tiny particles, we have volatile organic compounds, and then these flavorings that make them so appealing, like diacetyl, for example, are actually just as harmful. So these flavorings are linked to serious lung disease as well.
And so, in other words, they are by no means safer at all than traditional smoking.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Not at all.
Then, Corey, another big point that came up some years ago, and I think it was never worried about, and then I think studies were probably done and it became an issue, and that is passive smoking, and in more particular passive smoking in children. Tell us more, a little bit more about that.
Yes, definitely, that's a big thing, especially now also with vaping. It's more publicly accepted, if I should say so. So while we've been moving away from traditional smoking in public spaces for quite some time, people often think that it's okay to vape in public areas. Also because of those flavorings, you don't have that strong smell like traditional smoking. But what is still very true with vape, secondhand smoke, and traditional smoking is that it definitely does affect the people around you, especially young children around you. So babies and children exposed to secondhand smoke have an increased risk of various things. So, for example, a young child just being exposed to secondhand smoke in future, in adulthood, already has a higher risk of lung cancer or lung disease later in life. And secondly, is that children who are exposed to secondhand smoke are more likely to become smokers themselves. If you think about it, when young children are around people who vape and they see it so publicly accepted, it becomes more
accepted. The norm.
Yes, definitely. So that's something to look out for, and like we said, it does cause damage in the body, so it's definitely still something that should be controlled, and especially in public spaces.
Now, you mentioned earlier about how the tobacco industry is targeting the youth of South Africa. What action is being taken to address the issue of tobacco use amongst the youth? You know, they're very, very clearly being targeted in campaigns, but what action are we taking to look after that or to prevent that?
Yeah, so the first thing is that organizations like the Heart and Stroke Foundation and many others first need to raise awareness about the industry and about how it works, how these tactics work. And then we need to rally for stricter control measures. So there is something called the Tobacco Products and Electronic Delivery Systems Control Bill. And that bill, it really offers a blueprint that includes to ban, for example, flavors that are marketed specifically for children, child-friendly flavors. If you think about cotton candy flavor, restricting advertising, and stricter age verification, because if you think about where these products are sold, near schools, near where children or youth are, it's so easy for them to get these products, and age verification does not always happen the way it's supposed to.
Right. And then moving on to the health benefits of quitting smoking or vaping, you know, I think everybody that's smokers said they try to quit, but they can't. But nonetheless, the health benefits of actually quitting, what are those?
Yeah, definitely. One thing that is so amazing about our bodies is how quickly after stopping, the body can start to recover and repair and heal itself. So that can happen within as quick as 20 minutes. So when you stop smoking or you stop feeding your body these nicotine and these harmful substances, remember when you do, your heart has to work harder to get rid of all these substances. Mm. So it kind of increases your blood pressure the whole time. So when you stop, your heart rate is able to go down, your blood pressure can drop. Within the first 9 months, your energy production in the body will be better. Your lung function can improve as your lung tissue starts to improve and your heart health gets better. Mm-hmm. After 1 year, research shows that your risk for heart disease is halved and your risk for lung cancer also starts to decrease. Your lung capacity enhances. And yeah, long-term benefits are just reduced stress, fewer smoking-related health issues. That's the benefit. Mm. And also very important, as you mentioned, that quitting smoking can be very difficult, especially vaping now also, because it's so accepted and people really do it all the time, everywhere they go, and kind of use it as their coping mechanism. Mm, mm. It can be very difficult to quit. But what's important to mention is that there are healthcare professionals that then can prescribe medications and so on that can help you with this journey, can help you with what exactly is withdrawal and what is happening in the body. So if you have tried and you couldn't do it by yourself, there's nothing wrong with getting advice from your medical healthcare professional and seeking different therapy options to do that. So that's always an option. So definitely that's something to consider.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what can listeners do to support the cause, I'm guessing, of anti-tobacco and anti-nicotine?
Yes, definitely. So first of all is, of course, to have these conversations, demand accountability from the tobacco industry, support education campaigns that expose the dangers of vaping, especially to the youth, and then also go have a look at the Tobacco Products and Electronic Delivery Systems Control Bill, what it stands for, how it wants to restrict these products being aimed at the youth, and comment on this bill, share this bill, so that this bill gets priority.
Okay, and in other words, just keep an eye on things and offer support where possible. And so the bill is obviously in the process of going through Parliament.
Yes.
Okay. And Corrie, where can listeners get more information? I know the Heart and Stroke Foundation has a lot of material available and a lot of assistance available as well.
Yes, definitely. Other than all the material on our website, we also have a team of healthcare professionals that listeners can reach out to. So all of that information is on our website at heartfoundation.co.za.
Great. Corrie, thank you very, very much. Have a great week. And we'll chat again next week Tuesday for our next interesting chat with the Heart and Stroke Foundation.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thanks, Corrie. That's Corrie Erasmus from the Heart and Stroke Foundation, one of the registered dietitians.